some COVID news today. They say you shouldn't share photos of your COVID test online. So just don't do that. The NBA and the NFL are now throwing up their hands and saying, if you don't want to get a COVID test, fine. We don't care anymore. We're done fighting. So it's the end of the world as we know it. I feel fine.
So people that work for the NBA, if they don't want to get COVID tests, they don't have to. They can continue working.
They're just kind of giving up now. The NBA and NFL both surrendering to these people. Wow. Experts warn us of a U.S. Omicron blizzard in a few weeks, which I think it is going to happen. And ventilators are going back on. I don't know why we're running out of them again. And now we're running out of hospital staff. Again.
Well, we're running out of hospital staff because the staff is getting sick now. That's the difference.
But why don't we have enough ventilators? We knew this was coming. Order them. We had 2 years to make them.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah, in New York, the biggest problem we're having, it's weird. If you're taking a bus or a subway in New York, you're waiting a really long time, and they make an announcement saying there are less buses and less subways running because MTA employees are all sick with Omicron. There are so many of them out that there's not enough people to drive the subways and drive the buses.
So if you go to the hospital and you haven't been vaccinated, should they ask you if you haven't been vaccinated and say, okay, then go sit in that room?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, the two times I've been to the doctor in the past couple of weeks, they have not asked me if I've had a test.
Really? That's the first question they ask you here in New York. Have you been vaccinated? They ask, have you been vaccinated? What's the date? And have you been boosted? That's the first question they ask you.
Yeah, not here. Here, they don't even ask you because I guess they don't want to go into a fight.
No, see, it's a requirement here in New York. So as soon as you walk into the building, the medical building, whether it's a hospital or whether it's just a medical facility, you check in via a computer. And the first question they ask you is, have you been boosted? Have you been vaccinated? Do you have COVID symptoms? Have you been, all the normal things? Have you traveled? Do you live with somebody that's traveled? All the normal questions they ask you. Do you have a cough? Then they take your temperature. Then they let you in the building. After you've properly answered all those questions, they do not even let you in buildings anymore unless you're vaccinated.
Cities that I want to move to now because they have canceled New Year's Eve celebrations because they're smart.
Yeah.
Athens, Georgia is okay. One. Atlanta, Georgia, canceled. Canceled Atlanta.
Wow.
Yeah. So they usually have a huge peach drop at Underground Atlanta. Now they say we're not doing it. Berlin canceled. London canceled. New Delhi canceled. Paris and Rome all canceled.
Wow.
But Hong Kong, Las Vegas, New York, still going on.
I know. They're calling it scaled back. I don't know what that means exactly.
How can you do that?
Yeah, you can't. I mean, they're just allowing less people in. I mean, so here's what they're doing. The event normally hosts 58,000 people. Now they're only letting 15,000 in. But that's still 15,000 people. You know what I mean? That's still 15,000 people who are going to be standing shoulder to shoulder.
And how many of the people are going to be in the city trying to get to that point? So you've lived in the city your whole life.
Yeah.
So what is New Year's Eve like for you?
I used to live a couple of blocks from Times Square twice, actually. Mm-hmm. Once I lived on 42nd Street and once I lived a few blocks up. What they do is they completely close that entire area about 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon. You can't even get to your own house.
You can't walk outside.
You can't even walk outside. You can, but you can't get back. That's the problem. So they only keep the main streets open. So 50th, 57th, 42nd, the main streets are open for foot traffic. It's closed for all commercial traffic and cars. So I remember one year we were working and I had to walk back home and they wouldn't let me on my block. And I was like, no, I live there. They said, no, we can't let you on your block. I was like, no, I live there.
It's cold.
Yeah, it's cold. I need to get home. I'm coming home from work. And they said, well, you're going to have to go around 57th Street. I'm like, no, I don't live on 57th Street. Like, I see you're asking me to walk over to 57th Street. That's my building right there. Mm-hmm. I need to get into my building. And they had to, they called over a sergeant. I had to show him my ID. Luckily, I was smart. I mean, normally every time I move, I don't update my driver's license. Right. But now after this, I do. So I updated my driver's license. I had my correct address. They walked me in and said to the doorman, does she live here?
Wow.
Yeah. And thank God it wasn't a new doorman. It was a guy who knew me, you know, and he was like, yeah, yeah, she lives here. And I was like, yeah, it's on my driver's license. Duh. But they wouldn't let me in my own building. And that year was right after September 11th. They had snipers on my roof.
Oh.
Because I was in one of the few very tall buildings around there. So they were able to get like a full view of the back area of 42nd Street, like in case there was any trouble. There were snipers on the roof.
So now do you even go out or you don't even bother?
I mean, I live so far away now. I can do whatever I want. It's like living in another town, you know? I mean, if we had friends, I would go out, but we don't have any friends anymore. Yeah. Everybody's moved out of the city. Everybody that we know now has either moved out of the city or is already homesick right now with COVID. So we're just going to stay in and cook dinner tonight. We were going to go meet some friends. Two of our best friends just moved to the neighborhood, but she broke her back. So she's like in traction and he has COVID. So we can't go see them.
So your only friends are out.
You're my only friend. So unless we stay on Zoom all night, you're the only person that I'll see. And my parents are in Florida.
Wow.
So, yeah, we normally would spend the time with them, but they're in Florida. So we're just going to hang out tonight and have pizza. That's our plan.